This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. So then, next week this time we will be rejoined by Kita Bussey. She is back from the Philippines, although she is under the weather. So normally this would be the weaponized woman, but that starts again next month or next week. Next month. Listen to me. Anyway. What, you know, where would you like to go? What wets your whistle tonight? It's another day, and we've gotten another dire warning from the UN. And, of course, almost 100% of the media repeats these dire warnings in order to indoctrinate you, the public, especially the young within the public, with no questions asked as the media pretends that they are fact checkers. And what's always missing from these articles and proclamations is and warnings is factual historical data. There are no statistics to show how little the temperature has changed the last 140 years. Only made-up numbers about the future. I say 140 years because we're talking about industrialization. There are no statistics to show how little the sea levels have changed the last 140 years. Only threats about the future. There are no statistics on hurricanes and tornadoes and blizzards or drought the last 149 years. Only made-up numbers about the supposed threat. And somehow, the supposedly educated journalists never point out how wrong previous predictions have been. But they know what the solution is. The solution is always the same. The solution is to transfer your freedom and trillions of dollars to bureaucrats and politicians throughout the world. Right now, as it stands, we only have a few years left and the cost has gone up substantially. So is it any wonder that the birth rate is so low and most of the people pushing the climate catastrophe crap also support abortion on demand at any stage of the pregnancy, and we're told that humans are destroying the earth and they're going to die soon anyway, so why bring children into the world? And the UN chief, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, isn't mincing words when it comes to issuing a dire warning about the global climate crisis, saying the effort to stop climate change has been utterly inadequate. And we're now at the point of no return is in sight now, according to him. And no one, and, you know, I don't want my children to live in a bleak future, but I don't think that they do. So, and that's all based upon predictions that have gone wrong in the past. In 1989, the UN also warned that we only had a few years left, and journalists like puppets without a brain just repeated the warnings with no questions asked. A senior, you know, they're predicting disaster if global warming is not checked, which that's nothing new either. A senior UN environmental official says entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if the global warming trend is not reversed by the year 2000. That's what we heard in 1989. In 1970, we were all going to die soon from global cooling, and journalists like puppets without a brain just repeated the garbage with no questions asked. A a headline at the time was 18 spectacularly wrong predictions made around the time of the first Earth Day in 1970. Expect more this year. And from that, we get in January 1970, Life reported scientists have solid experimental and theoretical evidence to support the following predictions. In a decade, urban dwellers will have to wear gas masks to survive air pollution. By 1985, air pollution will have reduced the amount of sunlight reaching Earth by one half. Have you heard what the latest sun tanning trend is? Some of these people that have gone, I'm not going to talk about it here, though. It's just disgusting. So for the last 97 years, the children that they so want to abort and the public have been being scared to death. And as always, journalists just repeat the fear with no questions asked. We've heard that the Arctic Ocean is warming up. Icebergs are growing scarcer. And in some places, the seals are finding the water too hot. We have reports from fishermen and seal hunters and explorers all point to a radical change in climate conditions and, you know, unheard of temperatures in the Arctic zone. Exploration expeditions report that scarcely any ice has been met as far north as 81 degrees 29 minutes. And within a few years, it's predicted that due to the ice melt, the sea will rise and make most coastal cities uninhabitable. That was from 1922. And it would be much easier and cheaper if it was continually rerun, as predictions and warnings are essentially the same. They don't have to keep on writing them. They can just reprint them. But here's an easy question. Who pushed the indoctrination on the climate? How did the catastrophic warnings go from global warming in 1922 to global cooling in 1970 if rising CO2, the rapidly increasing population, and an exponential rise in fossil fuel use caused warming? And journalists that are pushing this nonsense, they're just worthless. In 1922, it was warming. In 70, it was cooling. In 1989, it was warming again. And then it changed to climate change. And then that wasn't enough, so it has evolved into climate disaster, climate catastrophe, and an existential threat greater than terrorism. So the politicians right now are poll testing to see what scares you the most. And here's a hint to the journalists and the other Democrats. The protests in Hong Kong, France, Venezuela, Iran, and elsewhere have nothing to do with climate change. The cartels in Mexico have nothing to do with climate change. The illegal immigrants seeking to come to the U.S. are not coming because of climate change. The Syrian refugee crisis did not occur because of climate change, and the terrorists who stabbed people in London this past weekend did not do it because of climate change. Now, the climate, across the billions of years of the existence of this planet, has always changed cyclically and naturally, yet those of us who truthfully state this are called stupid, anti-science, and deniers. And the purpose of calling us stupid and deniers is to discourage questions and debate, especially among the young. So, when you don't ask questions, though, that breeds stupidity now, doesn't it? There is no stupid question, right? So the purpose of breeding stupidity is to make people willing to hand over money, freedom, and power to greedy politicians and make a greater share of people dependent on government for everything, and that is the Democrats' goal. The greater existential threat to our freedom and democracy and prosperity is indoctrination on climate change, not climate change itself. But you know, in order for any of this to go forward, right now, everything that they do is to get you used to it. Every attempt at banning guns, every time they try to get out here and have single payer, it's all about being in control of your lives. It's about total control. That's why I say it. So, if for 97 years now we've been hearing the same thing, except in the 70s we're getting cooler. And we're actually going to get cooler before we get hotter. And before, you know, I'll be dead before we get cooler. So, and I plan on living a nice, long, natural life. Maybe to 200, I don't know. But we'll, you see my gist. These are the people that push the same policies. They want your guns, they want your money, they want control of you, and they don't want you to have kids, and they want to kill the ones you have. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go!
years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Next, you know, in just a few months, it's going to be campaign season, and it's going to be for the big election is going to be a presidential election, which is always important. And some years seem a lot more important than others, and the one coming up is ultra important. I mean, it's ultra important at the whole end of the scale. And that's not really surprising. You have a polarizing president set to face off against one of, who knows, who are equally polarizing, just from a different direction. So the question becomes, what happens the day after the election? Now, regardless of who wins, some believe there will be violence, and they think things will get ugly either way. Others think it may not happen overnight, but a win by some Democrats could lead us into a situation where violence becomes the norm. Enter former Major League Baseball player Aubrey Huff, who said he's teaching his kids to shoot. We get this. Former big leaguer Aubrey Huff's fears that what he perceives to be socialism caused another social media uproar this week. The outspoken and unapologetic President Trump supporter tweeted Tuesday morning that he's teaching his children to shoot guns in case Democratic hopeful Bernie Sanders defeats Trump in the 2020 election. Huff earlier in the week also made headlines for complaining about divorce laws and his alimony payments. I don't know what one has to do with the other, but, you know, I'm pretty sure he didn't write that one. He said, getting my boys trained up on how to use a gun in the unlikely event at Bernie Sanders beats at real Donald Trump in 2020. And he also included a photo of him holding a hole-ridden gun range target. And he continued, in which case knowing how to effectively use a gun under socialism will be a must. The 42-year-old Huff, who won two World Series titles with the San Francisco Giants in a 13-year Major League Baseball career, received more than 27,000 replies and barely 1,000 retweets of his heavily ratioed missive, including rebukes from celebrities like Oscar winner Patricia Arquette. But you got to remember now, no, I'm thinking about Rosanna. Rosanna is sad that she's actually sad and sorry that she was born white. That's also always a mystery to me because I was under the impression that I had nothing to do with my pigment. It just, you know, one minute I was not there. Well, actually, there was like a 9-month gestation period in between. But you get what I'm saying. But it's important to note that Huff isn't wrong to make sure his kids know how to shoot. And, you know, getting on Twitter to debate the ills of socialism, well, you know, that's going to be a labor-intensive undertaking. And who's got the time to write all of that down? Or type it, or tap it, or whatever. But the truth is that there's any number of policy positions that a president could make that might lead to someone needing to know how to use a firearm. And as I've pointed out, when asked by another Twitter user who exactly he is training to shoot, I've replied, crazy people rioting and trying to break into my house for food or shelter. And yes, that includes Americans. And they aren't fellow Americans if they're breaking into my house and trying to harm my family, dumb blank. Once again, he's not wrong to do this, especially since we may see, you know, we may well see people rioting if Trump wins. I mean, we saw people riot when he won the last time. Why should this election be any different than the last one that he won? And, of course, the New York Post tried to attack Huff on the grounds that he'd previously taken issue with athletes taking political stances. The problem is that Huff is a former professional athlete. He is no longer a professional athlete. He's just a guy who used to be a professional athlete. So now he's a citizen, a private citizen, who isn't interjecting his politics into sports. He's stating his opinion as a private citizen. You know, this guy should sit down with Colin Kaepernick and give him some lessons. But there's a big difference. I mean, Johnny Carson, who you can't watch late night now without having politics injected into the conversation the whole time, especially the monologues. And Johnny Carson would never do it. He never did it because he thought that his job was to be entertaining, not to be educational. And like Jimmy Kimmel getting out there and being who he is now versus what he used to do and who he was and all this other stuff is hilarious. It's hilarious looking at Jimmy Kimmel today. But that's all beside the point. Huff teaching his kids to shoot is no one's business but his own. And the fact that people were so triggered by it illustrates that this nation is on its decline. So, the question becomes, and this is the thing that I look at, because I'm a deplorable. I'm a racist. I'm a misogynist. I'm all of these things, and I'm a Nazi, and I put children into cages, and I'm responsible for all these things. And if these people actually believe that I am these things, then don't they have a obligation to try to stop it? And do you think they will act upon that obligation? And knowing what I know, which is I'm not any of those things. So naturally, I'm going to defend myself. And Mr. Huff here, Aubrey Huff, he probably is none of those things either. And he's going to practice the art himself and is teaching his kids the art. And it's, I just don't know what these people think when they're out here running their mouths about all this nonsense. It just cracks me up. I swear to God. It cracks me up. But they got problems with it. He's out there teaching his way. We got problems. So I saw that and I just found that moderately amusing because people get out there and say, just who do you plan on shooting? I don't know. Break into my house and find out. Or you could always, I'm not going to say that. I won't do that. I'm not going to do that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks continuing on Capitol Hill before the House Judiciary Committee as legal scholars are testifying.
You may not see this from, like the ivory towers of your law school, but it makes actual people in this country.
When the president calls me,
you don't get to interrupt me on this time. Now, let me also suggest that when you invoke the president's son's name here, when you try to make a little joke out of referencing Barron Trump, that does not lend credibility to your argument. It makes you look mean. It makes you look like you're attacking someone's family. The minor child of the President of the United States.
That's Florida Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz. The 16-year-old student in the STEM school Highland Ranch shooting in Colorado will be tried as an adult. A Douglas County judge denied the request to move the case to juvenile court. The alleged killer will be back in court for arraignment on December 16th. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out. I mean, they're the home of the binary trigger. They're the home of Salus. They're the home of Reformation. They're the home of Providence. They're the home of the militia line. I mean, it just goes on. Check them out. franklinarmory.com. Universal background checks, that's the big dog. That's the one everybody wants. And the proponents will do anything to try to advance their agenda. Because universal background checks is a big three-word way to say gun registry. Remember that part. On the surface, though, for most people, it's not such a big idea. Most, you know, I had to go through two background checks last week. Yeah. Well, one... within the last 2 weeks. I don't know exactly what. But, yeah, I go through background checks all the time. And I've been doing that since 1995 or 4, whenever they implemented it. Whenever you buy a gun from a federal firearms licensee, okay? Only a very small minority of guns purchased or done so via the face-to-face transfer, the gun list, the personal sales. Most go through licensed dealers. I like to go through a licensed dealer because some of the dealers that I, well, all the dealers I use, they only buy reputable guns. They only buy guns that are going to serve whoever buys them well. See, the problem is that universal background checks aren't about gun sales. They seek to change the rules about how one can handle what gun at what point. One university had to shut down its student armory because the college would be required to conduct a background check on the student every time they tried to check out their own firearm. And that's a big problem and why many, many people oppose it. And still, the anti-gunners try to push this agenda, and they'll use anything they can to do so, including studies like this one, where we get this. High school students in states that require universal background checks on all prospective gun buyers are less likely to carry guns compared to students in states that require background checks only on sales through federally licensed firearm dealers, according to a study published Monday in the medical journal Pediatrics. That's poppycock. What just happened in California, where they have universal background checks, they have 10-day waiting periods, they have one gun every 30 days, they have ammunition background checks. What just happened there happened despite all of that. So that's a bunch of junk. On average, they continue on average 5.8% of nearly 180,000 students who responded to the National Risks National Youth Risk Behavior Survey reported carrying a gun during the study period. The study did not account for adolescents who were not enrolled in school. Researchers from Indiana University studied the survey data to determine if the National Instant Criminal Background Check System had an effect on the adolescent gun carrying, taking into consideration differences in state laws. Laws examined do not apply directly to adolescents. Well, there's one law that applies to adolescents. You've got to be 21 years old to buy a handgun. I don't know of anywhere where you don't have to be 21 to buy a handgun. So if they're carrying a gun, unless they're carrying a, you know, side-by-side shotgun, they're breaking a law. And then, only then, you know, adolescents, if they're 18 years old, they're good to go in some states. About 17% of respondents who carried guns were from states with a universal background check law at point of sale, whereas 83% were from states that did not have such laws. We found, said Dr. Daniel Webster, the director at the Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research, and I mean, anytime you hear something coming from Johns Hopkins, it's anti-gun. Even if they say, we like guns, it's anti-gun. He said, we found that extending background checks is important to address the problem, but generally it involves more than just background check requirements. And he wasn't even involved in the new research. We find that licensing laws have a much bigger effect on legal access and use. But this is, you know, the thing that they're ignoring is what this news report just, what it just illustrated. These people were too young to purchase any gun anywhere, anytime, lawfully. So we have 180,000 students who responded to this survey. And of them, 5.8% say they carried a gun. So that works out to a total of 10,440 students who said they carried at school. So this means that 8,665 students reportedly did so in states without universal background checks, as opposed to 1,775 in states with them. But we're missing some stuff here. Like, how was the response in universal background states versus non-universal background states? Like, what if there was a markedly low response rate from universal background check states for some reason? That alone could skew the results. And how was that accounted for? And surveys aren't exactly the best way to learn facts. Self-reporting surveys often run afoul of any number of issues, including the respondents seeking to tell the researchers what they might think they want to hear. And other issues include them just outright lying. And that can be especially true with kids who may want to present themselves as tough guys. These surveys are supposed to be confidential if they're filled out where someone else might see. They may perpetuate a lie on the survey in case somebody else sees them. I mean, why would this be confidential if somebody's breaking a law? Oh, I know, so they'll be honest. Okay, anyway. That's not to say I understand the research, but you just can't look at it at face value. That's all there is to it. Another point worth mentioning is that the researchers tried to draw a lot of conclusions from this, including arguing that kids are buying guns via face-to-face transfers by misrepresenting their age. So they're lying to a law-abiding seller in order to get the guns. That's pretty unlikely, mostly because kids, guns aren't cheap. And guns on the black market are really expensive. And most kids aren't rolling in cash. at least those who aren't criminals. You know, they're making a reach to justify a correlation, but correlation doesn't equal causation. So since this is a survey, why didn't they include a question about how the student got the gun in the first place? If you're going to trust them to tell you honestly if they carried one or not, why not ask them how they got it? And you'd have to make sure to include black market sales, of course, as well as theft. But if you're going to try to push policy based on a survey, it might be useful to make sure it's relevant. And as it stands at this particular moment, there's no reason to take this seriously, because this is just about as blatant a self-serving survey as I've ever seen. These guys want universal background checks. They're out there saying, well, universal background checks will do this. Look, we did this survey, and guess what we found? We found that we were right, and now we must have universal background checks all the way across. And don't worry about all these things, these little anomalies that pop up, like how kids and gangs get guns anyway, even though they have universal background checks. Don't they have universal background checks in Illinois? I'd be surprised if they don't. I know they do in California. I know they do in New York. So, you know, I'm sure they do in Maryland. Yeah. So, it's a failure. And, you know, they're lying to you. And, you know, let's just move on, I think. Let's just move on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Nutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, Senator Kamala Willie Brown's side chick Harris has dropped out of the presidential race, which is good in a way. But, and you know what? The so-called top-tier candidate, I'm still trying to figure out how she became the Attorney General of California. Not that it's important, because she's now a senator in the United States Senate, and you know, she's still a pain. But the funny part is this, and I mean, this is funny just because who are you blaming for this? Who are you blaming for this, lefties? After she announced that she was suspending her 2020 presidential campaign, the lefties took to Twitter to voice their outrage over the remainder of the Democrats' top-tier contenders. And their issue is, these who will be on the December Democratic debate stage are all white. From Twitter, we get this from Lauren Duca, and I don't know who she is. Kamala Harris officially ended her campaign today, which means that all the candidates who currently qualify for the December Democratic debate are white. Sanders, Warren, Biden, Buttigieg, Klobuchar, and Steyer. White supremacy is not just a Fox News problem, folks. Then we get Judd Legum. He says Harris dropping out leaves the Democrats with an all-white debate stage for December. Biden, Sanders, Warren, Steyer, Buttigieg, Klobuchar. The Democratic Party has created a process which includes Steyer but excludes Cory Booker. Congrats. I guess that's racist that Booker and Castro didn't qualify for the debate, even though they're polling similarly to Steyer. Judd Legum gets back on Twitter. He says, It really didn't have to be this way. Booker, Steyer, and Castro are all about even in the national polls, but only Steyer has qualified so far. Let's see. Steyer is at 1.6. Castro is at 1.4. Where's Spartacus at? Where is he? He's at 1.8. Why isn't he up there, I wonder? Gabbard's not up there. Tulsi Gabbard, she's polling at 1.0. So, I mean, she's not up there. Wouldn't that, now, and listen, I'm just asking questions here. My question has to be, why is Steyer up there? I don't know. Maybe, I don't know how he qualified. Laura Bassett gets out there. Very fitting that Kamala would drop out and the myriad of rich white dudes whose names people can't even remember are staying in. And if you don't, and listen, if you don't agree with a particular candidate's agenda, then somehow you're racist and sexist, or maybe even a little bit of both, which, you know, this is just the left consuming their own, coming from Leah Greenberg. No matter what your candidate, you have to recognize that going from the most diverse field in January to a potentially all-white debate stage in December is catastrophic. The implicit racism and sexism of electability is deeply damaging to democracy. And then the saddest take comes from actor Michael Jolliet, does anybody know who he is? He's not Juicy Smollett. This is Michael Jolliet, who thinks a black woman couldn't go very far in presidential politics because she doesn't have a massive pile of cash. He tweeted, "I just saw the news about Kamala Harris withdrawing, and all I can think is I would love to live in a country where extremely qualified, brilliant black women could go further in presidential politics than otherwise mediocre white men with a pile of money." And he does continue on after he realized his mistake. He said, "To be perfectly clear, there are brilliant people of all races / genders. The problem is that the brilliant women, specifically the brilliant black women, so often have their brilliance overlooked or downright sabotaged. This simply doesn't happen to white men." Really? What do you think's happening to Joe Biden? And he goes on. And for those of you saying, well, Harris wasn't a perfect candidate, no blank. Nobody's a perfect candidate. The madness is that this country requires perfection from women, especially black women, that it simply does not demand of white men. You can just hear the outrage in the tweets. The reason Harris's campaign flopped was because she didn't stand for anything. If the nation's youths were to get out there and want to go and make blackface makeup normalized, she would have gone for that. She'll go whichever way the wind it blows. She continually changed her position while trying to pretend to be a progressive prosecutor. And even the leftist media called her out on her record while she was the DA in San Francisco. She continually ran with the idea that should prosecute Donald Trump's so-called impeachment crimes. It was a great talking point to rally the base, but you can't be a one-trick pony. You have to actually have policy. And being a president means you have to have a bunch of policies that cover a bunch of different things. And just getting out there saying, I could prosecute Trump. Well, any prosecutor could prosecute Trump if he commits crime. There's nothing special in that. And she really didn't have any policy positions other than Congress will do what I say or I'll do it by executive action. And which means she wanted to be a dictator. And her dropping out isn't because people are racist or sexist. It's because the voters don't agree with her. And if she was a white male, and she did the exact same things, hemorrhaging money and treating staffers like junk and throwing out bumper sticker slogans, they too would have to end their campaign by now. But see, when you're playing identity politics, I mean, you can't ever go any further than to play identity politics, which, you know, Democrats love to focus on somebody's gender and race and sexuality. And what happened to looking at a leader based on their experiences and eligibility instead of checking off these various diversity boxes? What happened to what Martin Luther King used to say? depth of character. What happened to that? Where did that go? And who got rid of it? Democrats. Democrats got rid of it. Kamala Harris, in a world where Kamala Harris was in charge, she would have gotten out there, and her plan was to have the police come to your door and take your guns. Which that would have been quite the chore, let me tell you. That would have been quite the chore. But that was what she thought. And some of the things she used to do, like she used to have her own little labor force that she, and the way she staffed it was that she would hold people in jail past their time that they've been sentenced to, which is slavery, Kamala Harris. That's slavery. That's not being tough on crime. If somebody goes to jail and they do their time and their time is done and they're due to get out, you open the gate, you let them out. They don't ever come back. They never come back. They're not yours to do with what you will, unless you think they were. You acted like you thought they were, and you know this that part. It's Tulsi Gabbard took her to task over that, and of course, well, she got attacked for doing this. But this Kamala Harris, she went. A lot of people were thinking that she was going to be the one, if not this time, maybe next time, getting set up for it or something. I don't know. But even now, I think people are asking Joe Biden if he would choose her to be his running mate. Just can't let go of the idea that she's incompetent. But she is. She's incompetent. Her staffers hate her. Staffers hate her. So long, Kamala. You know, you're still in the Senate. Till the people of California wake up anyway. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Of Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.